All right, so we come now to Ezekiel chapter 25 in our second reading. Ezekiel 25, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the Ammonites, and prophesy against them. And say unto the Ammonites, Hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, because thou saidst, Aha, against my sanctuary, when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel, when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah, when they went into captivity, behold, therefore, I will deliver thee to the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in thee, and make their dwellings in thee. They shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk. And I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, and the Ammonites a couching place for flocks, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast clapped thine hands, and stamped thy feet, and rejoiced in heart, with all thy despite against the land of Israel, behold, therefore, I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and will deliver thee for a spoil to the heathen, and I will cut thee off from the people, and I will cause thee to perish out of the countries. I will destroy thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because that Moab and Seir do say, Behold, the house of Judah is like unto all the heathen. Therefore, behold, I will open the side of Moab from his cities which are on his frontiers, the glory of the country, Beth Jeshimoth, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim, unto the men of the east with the Ammonites, and will give them in possession, that the Ammonites may not be remembered among the nations. And I will execute judgments upon Moab, and they shall know that I am the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, because that Edom hath dealt against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and hath greatly offended, and revenged himself upon them. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will also stretch out mine hand upon Edom, and will cut off man and beast from it, and I will make it desolate from Timan, and they of Dedan shall fall by the sword. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel, and they shall do in Edom according to mine anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, saith the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge and have taken vengeance with a despiteful heart to destroy it for the old hatred. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will stretch out mine hand upon the Philistines, and I will cut off the Kerithims and destroy the remnant of the seacoast, and I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So we have a chapter that directs its focus to four different nations outside of Israel. First, the Ammonites. Second, the Moabites. Third, Seir, the Edomites, and fourth, the Philistines. Right? So, why this order? Why this now? And so on. Okay, well, let's remember what we heard in the last chapter. In the last chapter, we heard Nebuchadnezzar's here and he's made his siege. What happens when a city that has endeavored to maintain its separated existence from the rest of the people that live around it, what happens when they are attacked? Well, vengeance is executed. All of the old vengeances and hostilities that had come up before come up again. We see this especially as we read Psalm 137 and the prophecy of Obadiah, because we hear from those two sources, scripture sources, that when Jerusalem was attacked by Nebuchadnezzar, the Edomites were right there. They were not only cheering on Nebuchadnezzar, but they entered in themselves and helped out with the affliction. But why these? First of all, let's remember who Ammon and Moab are. They are relatives to the Jews. What line are the Jews of? They are the Abrahamic line. What line are the Ammonites and the Moabites of? They are of Abraham's nephew, Lot. You remember what happened when he fled Sodom. They went up into the cave with the daughters, had two sons. The name of the first was Ammon. The name of the second was Moab. So there ought to have been a familial affection between these countries, but there was not. The Ammonites, the Moabites, they hated Israel. There ought to have been a brotherly affection between Edom and Israel, because they were indeed brethren, and there was not. And so when we find then these motions, if you will, of these martial motions, these motions of war coming about upon Jerusalem, what do we have? We have the cheering. We have the rejoicing in the downfall of another. We have the hatred, the ancient hatred of the enemies of the people of God brought to its fruition and manifestation. And the Lord says, because you did that, I will draw you under judgment. So this is a very important principle that we must remember. There are two principles, one general and one specific. The first is a general principle. We do not rejoice at the suffering of others, no matter what. No matter who they are. We shall not rejoice at the suffering of others. Now, you say, well, Pastor, hold on now. In the imprecatory Psalms, the psalmist seems to be enjoying the demise of people. He is, but this is, remember, this is the inspired word of God speaking of God's own vengeance on his people. The psalmist also writes, when my enemies were against me, I prayed for them as a man prays for his brother. Let's remember that as well. Let's not be so choosy in the way we pick out portions of the Psalter, right? Typically, the right understanding in Scripture, and this may not be universal, but it is certainly ubiquitous. The typical understanding of the people of God is that we do not rejoice in human suffering. We do not rejoice at the suffering of others because we understand that, but for the grace of God, that's my lot. That's what I deserve. So we must remember that. What did Moab, Ammon, and Edom do? They clapped their hands. They stamped their feet. They rejoiced to know that Jerusalem had fallen. When that news came to Ezekiel, what happens in the prior chapter? And see the great contrast between the two. When that news comes to Ezekiel, the Lord says, I'm going to help you convey that rightly in an upright way because of all her sins to the people that are in captivity with you. Your wife is going to die, and here's how you're going to portray it to them. But Moab, Ammon, and Edom, well, they rose up and clapped their hands and broke the brotherly covenant and broke the familial bonds and broke the familial ties and rejoiced in the misery of Jerusalem. This is never proper, brothers and sisters. So that's the general application. The specific application is that sometimes we get our minds so far afield from where they ought to be that we may even secretly, with some satisfaction, take secret joy in the comeuppance even of our brethren when that comes upon them. Let's be careful. Let's be careful not to do that. Let's be careful to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Let us not get our jealousies, our petty jealousies, or whatever ill emotion it is, so far out of sorts, or ill affection that it is, so far out of sorts that when our beloved in the church suffer, we find ourselves doing anything other than suffering with them. Okay? So that's the first point out of Ezekiel 25. The second point then is we turn to the Philistines. Now the Philistines are out of the context here, right? The three nations that we've already looked at were all relatives, weren't they? They were relatives. They had Moab, Ammon. They had Lot as a common ancestor, and then they had Edom had Jacob and Esau as brothers. But moving to the Philistines, they have dealt in revenge against the people of the Lord, and they have also behaved themselves despitefully. They have held their hatred a long time. This is the old hatred that is described. And it goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 26 and Abraham. The Philistines didn't like that God had ceded all of that land to Abraham, and he digged some wells there, so they ended up stopping up those wells. In the time of Isaac, we find that Isaac opens those wells back up. You remember that? Yeah. So we have a very long history of difficulty between the Philistines and the Jews. It was Samson who judged Israel and defeated them time and again. This for their defeat and subjugation in the days of David. Hezekiah also defeated them, as well as King Uzziah. So they were defeated so often throughout their history by the Jews. At certain times, they enjoyed some measure of victory, right? We remember the days of Eli and the capture of the Ark of the Covenant and bringing it into their idolatrous temple. And so all of that kept this grudge aflame. And so they plotted mischief and they rejoiced over the evil done to the people of God. There's another group here that are called the Kerithims. The Kerithims are a subset of the Philistines. The Philistines were known to be warriors, but the Kerithims were like the shock troops. They were like the Rangers. You know, they were the special forces group, the Kerithims were. They were the particularly trained soldiers. Not the guy who was plowing in his field yesterday and came out with his mattock and his sword the next. These were guys that trained. They were the troops, the professional soldiers. They were most fierce. And the Lord says they will fall as well. And the Lord declares them that he will move against them as he moved against their god Dagon when Dagon fell before the Ark of the Covenant. So the purpose of this chapter then, I think as we close this reading, is to show the people in captivity that although they are afflicted, they are not forgotten. The Lord still puts difference between him and the nations round about them. He still considers them his special, his elect, and they will indeed be defended from all of them. That when the Lord stirs up Babylon, that Babylon will come against Jerusalem, Babylon will also come against all these other nations as well, and they will fall. So that's the end of the reading. Let's stand and continue praying.